Avalanche forecast for Wednesday, the 1st of April 2026. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2000 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. As a consequence of new snow and a strong to storm force northerly wind, extensive wind slabs formed in the last few days in all aspects. Adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls and on steep slopes, dry slab avalanches are possible. Avalanches can be released by small loads. This applies in particular above the tree line, as well as at transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack when entering gullies and bowls, for example. Precarious weak layers exist in the old snowpack on very steep shady slopes. These avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular in east to north to west-facing aspects. Medium-sized and, in isolated cases, large avalanches are possible, especially adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls. These can release deeper layers of the snowpack. And now the snowpack. The sometimes storm-force wind has transported the new snow significantly. As a consequence of a strong to storm force wind from northerly directions, sometimes large wind slabs formed in the last few days, in particular in gullies and bowls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain. The fresh wind slabs are lying on the unfavorable surface of an old snowpack, in particular on east to north to west facing aspects and generally above the treeline. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Thursday, the 2nd of April 2026 indicates a decreasing avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.